Thank you.
Praise God.
Some of you weren't here last week, but for those that were, is that picking it up? Is this picking my voice up? Yes.
Yeah.
We prayed for my grandson, Jacob, who's 3 and a half, and he'd just gone into hospital with pneumonia right before Christmas, and obviously my son and daughter-in-law and the rest of the family were all very worried about him. And I said, oh, we'll pray. So last week, we prayed as a church. And I went home and I said, oh, we've prayed at church. I texted him and I said, we've prayed at church. And he said, what, the whole church? I think he imagined it to be a huge church, though.
Yeah.
You know, like on Songs of Praise, absolutely packed with people. And I said, well, you know, our church, it's small in number, but it's big in spirit. And anyway, the next day, Jacob was in the hospital, being a right little nuisance, running around, out of bed, and off his ventilator. And they were, praise God. And the amazing thing was, he was just... I think they were quite shocked by that. So they kept him in another day just for observation because, but he's home, he's well, no problem. Praise God. Thank you for your prayers as well.
Amen. That's great, isn't it? You know, God hears and God answers prayer. Praise his wonderful name. That's great, isn't it? That's just reminded me that Terry Anthony up the road, his wife Brenda, she's in hospital with pneumonia. She's not in a good way at the moment. They said it's been touch and go. So, on that note, you know, we've got victory. Let's pray for Terry and for Brenda at this time. Because, you know, we've got a victory. Lord, we know you can do it. Our faith should be rising. We should be saying, yes, Lord, I know you can do it, you know. And we tell the enemy, back off. Sickness and disease, back off in Jesus' name. So let's stand. Hallelujah. And pray for Terry's wife, Brenda, at this time. She's not a believer. She does need Jesus. You know, she keeps us at a big distance. She's, in one sense, she's afraid of us, but we've nothing to be afraid. We don't, you know. We just bite with the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. We infect them with the love of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Mike, would you just come and pray? Yeah, there's only one mic in here. Yeah, no, from here. Hallelujah. You know, we need to be standing on this word of faith. Standing on the word, you know, that this is a miracle. The doctors won't call it a miracle. They kept him in an extra day because... couldn't believe it, you know. I've just got to make sure about this. But that's our God. He's a miracle working God. It's Brenda and Terry. Brenda's got pneumonia, and Terry is suffering with cancers. It's cancerous in his body. So, and we keep holding him up in prayer, and we believe in God for that complete work to be done. Amen.
Father God, we thank you that you're mighty God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for your faithfulness throughout all the years, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you that you restore us and renew us every day.
Yes.
Father, we just bring Terry and Brenda before you right now.
Yes.
Father, we know that we don't know whether they know you or not, but Lord, I pray that they'd have a life encounter with you, Lord. A life-changing
yes.
encounter.
Amen.
Father, I pray that you stretch out your mighty palm
yes.
and envelope them in your arms, Lord Jesus, and comfort Brenda and strengthen her and give her the faith to believe that you're a mighty God, that you're a wonderful heavenly Father, and that you're concerned and passionate about us all coming to you, Lord. Father, I pray for a mighty miracle, Lord, in Terry's life and in Brenda's life. Father, I pray that you'd just be merciful and gracious and kindly disposed to him right now, Lord, and that you would touch him and touch her by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for your majesty and your greatness. I thank you, Lord, that you humbled yourself and became nothing for our behalf, Lord
yeah.
Jesus. Father, what a mighty God we serve. And Father, I pray that your name would indeed be honoured in our lives and in
Amen.
This place, Lord Jesus. We ask this for your name's sake, Lord. Amen. Giving you all the thanks and all the glory.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That's great. Hallelujah. You know, the prayer of faith. You know, the prayer of faith. And we shall see miracles. Because I serve a miracle working God. My God is a miracle working God. My Jesus is a miracle working Jesus. And that's the one who I am following. Being a disciplined follower of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should expect signs, wonders and miracles. And we can confound the doctors. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Shorten the length of the waiting list on NHS. The church could save the NHS a lot of money. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful. Anybody else got a testimony they want to share right now? Come on then, John. Hallelujah.
Well, I want to thank you all for praying for our David with his eye, because it was really painful at first. But I spoke to him yesterday and he said it's just a bit blurred now and the pain's all gone and it's a lot better. So I know it's gone its way like David's. It's coming to fruition. And I was just talking, I saw what Michelle put online the other day about we've got to count our blessings. And I says to my daughter yesterday, she says, yeah, we can get up out of bed, we can walk, we can talk, we can see, we can hear, we can go where we want. She says, yes, she says, we've got into today, you know, woke up today. And I think it, you know, speaks to her that she's counting, since the COVID, she's counting her blessings and being thankful for what she's got. And not for what she hasn't got.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, amen. God hears and answers prayer. Praise his wonderful. You see, this is what we're going to do. The moment that we begin to thank the Lord, when we praise God, and the Lord says, that's my people. And because they are my people, and they are giving thanks and praise back to me, God says, I'll give back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall God give unto you. Hallelujah. We've a God of an abundance. You know, there are no shortages in God. Right? There's no famine in God. We're not running out of oil in God. The anointing's there to its fullness. There is an abundant supply in Jesus' name. Amen? Come on, Ava.
Yeah, praise God. I want to give thanks for a life changed. My life's changed, definitely. I've always had such a heart for praying for people, right from when I was first saved, praying for them out on the streets, wherever I come across them, for healing, for freedom, for their salvation. And my life would, well, when I first came here, I was pretty bound up with all kinds of bondages. I was miserable. And the guilt and the shame and the condemnation in particular. Yeah. You had that word from the Lord, and that was spot on. That was a year ago. The condemnation was absolutely crippling. And then I had 6 months of having to really dig my heels in. It was God's grace, because I wouldn't have stayed the course if it hadn't have been for his grace. Yeah. And then he started to move in my life and started to set me free. And to be able to now go out and do the ministry of the Lord, praying for people, seeing their lives change, that's what it's all about. Yeah. And I just want to give thanks. Yeah. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus did not come to bring bondage. He came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. You know, and you can be in bondage to condemnation. You can be in bondage to bitterness, resentment, anger. You can be in there are all sorts of bondages that can be holding you back. Unforgiveness. And it's like, you have to get it broken. Let that be broken in your life. The moment that begins to be broken, then God begins to pour in the oil of healing into your lives. And you know, you begin to see the flower that God wants to bloom coming up. God wants to see that anointing rise up in you. You see, you're not saved just to sit in a seat. You say, we're saved to serve God. We're saved to be the carriers of the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ means anointed one. The Christ child. The anointed child came to earth and became a man and was still an anointed child. So for him and for me and for you, with the anointed ones through Christ Jesus. That same anointing that was on him is available to each and every one of us. And so we carry in this earthen vessel, we carry the anointing that we might pour it out into lives that are in need. Broken lives, lives with condemnation, lives with hurts and resentment, and then God just pours out his loving forgiveness. And the thing is, he has to use human channels. He has to use you. He has to use me. And we just have to be willing, because God is love. And we let that love of God just flow out of us. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And there's no condemnation on us. But you know, we have to learn to walk in that freedom, free from condemnation, because the devil wants you to have a habit that every time you try and do something, you feel condemned, which then prevents you from doing something, stops you moving forward. And the devil says, gotcha. And each time you want to step out, he just brings that thing up, that memory, that thing that happened. He brings it up. And you become frozen by it. Oh, Jesus came to set the captives free. He came to defreeze you. Hallelujah. He came to give you life. Loosed. You know, there were those who were, and Jesus spoke to the people and he said, be loosed. That man that was the madman, as they termed him, he could break chains. They chained him. And in that, Jesus said, be loosed. He was loosed and he was set free. Wow. Praise his wonderful name. Come on, Michelle. Glory to God. Shut up and come up here first.
I want to thank her mama, Shirley, and Ian, because she's got me talking to Andrea Fletcher. And I'm really, really chuffed to have Mama Shirley in my life.
Amen.
She's a lovely lady, and Shirley
Amen.
Is.
Praise God.
So me and Andrea's both talking, thanks to Shirley.
Praise the Lord, that's good, yeah. That's terrific. That's terrific, because, you know, Shirley would tell you that her life before she met Jesus was tied up in bitterness, resentment. She was angry towards God. And now, it's the opposite. And look what she's doing. You know? Teaching others. Teaching others. It's working, David. It's working, David. She's good, yeah. But that's, you see, that is what God wants for all of us. Teaching others. You see, it's not about, have you got a degree? It's not about that. Have you got a relationship with the Lord Jesus? Do you know him face to face? Have you felt the touch of his hand upon your life? And when you felt that touch, you know, there should be no turning back for us. When I feel the touch of his hand upon my life, it causes me to sing that I love you, Lord. I don't love this world. I love the world in one sense, but I don't necessarily love all the things of this world. But I love the God who made all things. And he loves you and he loves me. Hallelujah. And it's learning to live and rest in that promise of his love towards each and every one of us. Praise his wonderful name. If he wants, he might not want to.
I live in Charles Court, and also David lives there. We once had him singing, so I went to him and I asked him to sing a song. And he said to me, would you like Jesus in your life? I said, yes, I would, that's most lovely. So the next thing I know, David used to tell me, every day, every night, about Jesus and about this church. But I've been to lots of churches all over the country and I've never seen settled. But when I came here and David told me about this church, I didn't know what I was up against. But when I came, they were singing Amazing Grace. And a certain voice came into my head and it says, "You were lost, but now you're found." But now, but now all the staff where I live, all my relations, my community psychiatric nurse, can't believe how I've changed. Because one bit I was classed mentally handicapped. Don't laugh, will you? But since last week, my community nurse says, "You love church, don't you?" I said, "Of course I do." She said, "That's what's making you well." Thank you for your prayers.
It's a miracle. When I first met her, she wouldn't say boo to a goose. She was fearful. She didn't have any sense of worth at all. She wouldn't look into a mirror because she didn't like what she saw. But Jesus came along and he touched her. And she's never been the same. And I'd like to thank God for 2021 rather. When he said 1921, I weren't alive then. So I mean, I'm a bit grey-haired and all that. But it's been a funny year. But it's been a year when I've just seen the Lord. The Lord's promise to me in 2006 was thus far and no further. Now, I don't know what I can stand. I don't know how far I can go, but he does. And this last year has been a very, very funny year. Lockdowns in where we were. At one time, we couldn't see one another, only in the garden. So if it rained, you couldn't see each other. I used to talk to Louise from the garden through a window. I got stopped doing that because the other residents didn't like to hear what I was saying to her. All sorts of things have been brought against us. But I can tell you this much. The people in Charles Court know where we stand.
Amen.
And I don't have to say nothing. She does it all. Yes. She'll say, "I'm reading at church." When she read at church the other week, she said, "I'm reading at church. Would you like to hear what I'm reading?"
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, yes. So she reads this, what she read here. She's read to probably 6 or 7 members of the staff.
Praise the Lord.
What a change. She wouldn't have spoken to him at one time.
No.
When I first met her, she hardly had a word for anybody or anything. But the Lord has done a marvellous job in Louise.
Oh,
absolutely. And he's got a great more work to do. Yeah. Same as he's got more work to do in me.
Right.
And this last month or so, since October, I thought, I'll not get COVID. So no, everybody else is getting it, but I'll not get it. I'm okay. I've had a couple of jabs, so that will help me. And I goes on a conference, and I come back, and I get COVID. And I thought, well, what are we doing here, Lord? What good is it is happening? The good was happening. It meant that God was using that in me to produce in Louise something that she never thought she had. And that was a time to spend time in prayer. Amen. Friends, when you're not well, get the people of God behind you.
Yeah.
Let us know what's happening.
Yeah.
When you've got difficulties, you don't have to say it, tell us all about it, but like I've got to get her name right. Sheila. I have to remember there's an A behind her name and there's a Y behind her, someone else's name. Because I've often called her, don't call her. But when we prayed for the little boy, then the next day he's up and about. When I had COVID, they took me into hospital because I think they were going to have to put, they thought they were going to put me on a ventilator. But God says, thus far, no further. I was home next morning, well, next afternoon. My O levels perfect. I did ring one or two to say I mean, I'm not very well, but I'll tell you what. For 2 days after that, I was in the Lord's hands because I didn't know much of, I don't remember him at all. But let me say, Jesus knows just where you are every moment of your day. And he says, I'll be with you. I'm alongside you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm here to be for you what you can't be for yourself. And let me tell you, thus far and no further. Even the enemy may have said, let me touch so and so, let me have a go at him in this way, or let me. He won't praise you if this happens. Always remember, don't look at the circumstance. Don't look at what's going on. Don't look at what's happening. Don't go on your feelings. Go on what God's word says. And Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you. No. Thus far and no further. Amen. That's what he gave me then. And this year he's given me, I'll carry you through in 22. That's my motto for 22. Amen. I'll carry you through. No matter what the trial is, what the testing is, I'll carry you through in 22. And I believe that that's what God has given me. And I believe if we hold on to that, and no matter what happens, I've got traced and tracked. Said I've got to stop him for 10 days. And then I found out you no need to stop him for 10 days if you've had certain things. So I could go out. But until I got a test back for, is it a PCR? I'll get it wrong because when I say what I think it is, my daughter says, I don't think you want resuscitation. Yeah. I'll get my first aid terms mixed up. But I said, I was talking to one of the carers and she said, well, it took 6 days for mine to come back. Well, the sixth day would have been today. But mine came back on New Year's Eve, 4 days. Christmas to say that I was negative. That meant Christmas I could go out.
Christmas Eve.
Fun?
Christmas Eve,
yeah. Well, that's coming, yeah. That's coming. And it's going to be a new year. A year in which we're going to see God working as he's never worked before. If we hold on to God. And remember, the family of God is here for you. When you're having it rough, they're there to stand behind you. When things are going well for you, think about your other brothers and sisters that things are not happening as well as they would like it to do. Let me encourage you. Let us go together. Let's be, I said the other week, let's be one. Let's be working together with the same thought and the same mind.
Same
when we're ill, let us know. We will pray. People will pray for you, and as we pray, we believe we've got a God that answers our prayers. Thus far and no further. God dictates what happens in your life, not anybody else, or any physical sickness. It might take its toll on you, but it won't go beyond that which God has measured and shown that he would hold. He gave me that in 2006, when I was in a state where I 25% of my body was full of cellulitis. And they thought they were going to have to operate. But when the man says, oh, the antibiotics took control, that's when Jesus whispered in my ear, thus far and no further. And I've been a long way. And I've travelled a long pathway. But I'm no good. So I look back, not only on 21, but look back over the years I've served the Lord. He's always been there for me. And he's there for you as well. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Dad's much improved. He's the drain's off. You can tell me Dad's a lot better. He's been cantankerous now, so... a good sign. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. You know, I copped it in the neck, though. He's got to be in good health, you know. So I'm rebellious and everything else, and don't do as I'm told. I must be still a teenager in his eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. But yeah, he's a lot better, thank you. And he said to me, I'm coming home tomorrow. I went to see him yesterday, Christmas Day. He said, I'm coming home tomorrow. I said, no, you ain't. Yeah, I am. He said, you're not. I said, it's Boxing Day, it's Sunday. It's only emergency services. You're not coming home tomorrow. Oh, glory to Jesus. But praise God. Yeah, he's much improved, so praise God for that. We thank the Lord for the touch of his hand upon his life. Amen. And that's important. And you know, as David says, 2022, God's going to carry us through. You see, God has a plan for your life. Look at somebody. Look at the person next to you and say, God has a plan for your life. Come on, say it. You know, say it to what, two or three people. God has a plan for your life. Amen. Say it like you believe it. God has a plan for your life. You know, you're not born again, saved by the Holy Ghost and the death and resurrection of Jesus for nothing. God has a plan. Hallelujah. We're going to shake hell. As Reinhard Bonnke used to say, what was he? He's going to plunder hell and populate heaven. Yeah. And that's what we need to be doing. You know, the world outside is like a living hell for many people. Well, let's plunder it and populate the kingdom of God for his praise and for his glory. Yes, John. Praise God, yeah. You see, the testimony of what we've gone through helps others at times. Sometimes we don't understand why we go through certain things. But, you know, God uses it. As long as we stay focused on God and say, you know, Job, for instance. Everybody seems to think it was for years he suffered. No, it weren't. It's only a few months. Maybe 9 months max. But you see, the thing that the key to Job's life was, there's a verse that he says, that which I feared the most has come upon me. I'll say that again. This is the words of Job, that which I feared the most has come upon me. Fear opens doors to the works of the devil. Fear is a controller. Fear is something that will stop you doing what you really want to and love to do. Will it not? You know? Have you ever been in a situation you've really wanted to do something, but a fear came up and prevented you from doing it? You know? Yeah. But you know, when we get into Christ, perfect love casts out all fear. Hallelujah. And we just begin to walk in that perfect love and let fear be just driven out of our lives. Amen? Praise his wonderful name. Carol, come on, you've got something to share as well. Come on, give it a... That's right. Hallelujah. They're coming up here, they can see you better. I don't know if they'll hear you better, but they'll see you better.
Hey up, Jesse. I say, have a good journey. He never, poor donkey. That's got home all right, though, in end. You know you've missed a lot of things being away. Now, let's see, when did it start? Oh, night before count. I don't know what that bloke in Rome thought you were doing, sending folks here. Where did you think they were going to sleep? We've had them sleeping up floor in the mats. Every corner we've had them. And then, one night, that night, it's a knock on the door just as we're having supper. And our Abe bust at the door and I heard him arguing and so I'm just to see what we're going on. And there's a young fella outside and he's got his arm round his wife. And she looks as if you're about to have a baby. So I says to our Abe, well, there's no worry in here, lad, is there? But this stable, and at least it's a roof over the head, And there's plenty of straw in there, and I think there's some sheepskins in the corner. So I get lamp, and I see them down to stable. And as I'm going down, I see our Joe, and I says, hey, Joe, the best go find midwife. So I see them settled in stable. And I went and put kettle on. I thought, you always need hot water when there's a baby coming. And so I got some, made them a cup of tea, and took some hot water and some blankets down. And as I'm going into the stable, I thought, it's too late for midwife. I could hear the baby crying. So I goes in and make sure they were all right. Settles them for night. And then I went back to inn. Anyway, I thought I'd best go before we settle down. Make sure everything's all right. As I'm going down, sneaky, these are Ben coming back. And I said, hey, old Ben. I thought I were working with shepherds. He says, I am, ma'am. He says, but we were just settling down for night when there's a bright light comes in the sky. And it's an angel. He says, and we were all frightened, I'll tell thee. But he says, don't be frightened. This good news I bring to you. In your city of David tonight, there's a baby born, and it's Christ the Lord. He says, ma'am, it's in our stable. Anyway, after a few days, people are just going back to the towns. And he says, and there's some strangers come. He says, they're riding camels. You don't get camels very often in Bethlehem, do we? And he says, they're all in posh clothes. And he says, hey up, missus. Does that know where baby that spoke King of Jews is? I says, no. He says, the star we've been following, it's up there looking at it. Your house is over. Anyway, they went in. And they presented that baby with gold and frankincense and myrrh. That baby in our stable. After a few days, they'd gone away. A young fellow comes, he says, hey, up, missus, thanks for looking after us. We've got to go now. An angel came to me last night and told me I've got to take my wife and baby and I've got to go to Egypt because Herod's coming to look for him. And he might do something nasty to him if we don't go. Anyway, Jesse, I've got to go now. But you know, they've gone off there, but it's not last we're going to hear him, because I'm sure that he is the Messiah.
Amen. Amen. There's a good bit of Yorkshire, eh? Praise God. The story of the nativity in a good Yorkshire accent, eh? Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good to us, isn't he? Eh? You know, it's good to be able to rejoice and laugh. It's a time of rejoicing. You know, the angel said, fear not, be of good cheer. Be cheerful, rejoice. You know, these things are good. Things are good. I don't think I've listened to the news for about 10 days, you know. It's like, things are good, hallelujah. You know, there's more good in the world than there is bad, hallelujah. Praise God. And just, come on, 2022, hallelujah. Ready for missions work. I'm itching, believing and pressing in, hallelujah, for what God's going to do. But same here, there's a mission to be done here. There's a work for Jesus only you can do. And God is calling you as individuals to bring yourself forward and begin to prepare yourself in works in different way, in missions. You know, some of it might be helping in catering. It's all part of the process of everything that we do. Providing, cleaning, even cleaning the building, you know. It's going to be more things to do. And I just thank God for everybody that's helped in the preparation work, in the building work, and providing of food. You know, without the food, we wouldn't have got this done, because, you know, it's been needed. And thank Joan and Grace and Carol that's been providing us, looking after us. Cups of teas, you know, a workman goes on cups of teas, don't he? And that, you know, you've got to have a drink to keep you going and keep you moving. And glory to God. And for every helping hand in whatever shape or form it is, I just thank God for you. I do, you know. And it's developing and growing. I mean, even Barry came and slapped some paint on one or two places we didn't want it, but he slapped it on anyway. We've forgiven him, you know, but glory to God. And it's the case, what talent? And then the ladies went out, you know, started finishing off the fence outside. Praise God. It's a long way, that fence, isn't it? You know, I mean, we still haven't finished it. I think we've been at it now 12 months we've been at that fence, and we're nearly there, glory to God. This 2022, we'll see the fence finished and new.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you know, let's keep pressing in for this next year that's coming around, eh? Shall we have another song? Let's worship the Lord together.